son of a carpenter. He's from Nazareth. He was his army. I don't see anybody. See a big-footed, big-mouthed fisherman with him. But this isn't what I'm looking for. I'm looking for this heart with this great warrior on it. And he's going to defeat Rome. Crucify him. He says he's our king. Matthew. Not a king. You think we want a king riding on a donkey? Boy, that's not our vision of a king. Our king is on the biggest, most powerful horse there is. Not some scrawny looking ass that he came riding in on. Got it all figured out up here how it's going to be. Don't do that. Don't do that. God, man, can't be. How can he be both God and man at the same time? People, God specializes in paradoxes. Let me just tell you that. And please don't let that just be a statement. Please don't let that be a statement. Let that sink in what that means. God specializes in the impossible. He specializes in doing what you say he can't do. He can't make the righteous out of an unrighteous. He loves it when you tell him what he can't do. He can't say this person or that person. He can't do this. He can't do that. Let me have fun with you. And before you go out as my critic, remember I simply am putting this as a question. I am not putting this forth as a declaration. Not yet. What will it do to you and your view of God if in eternity Lucifer is there saved? Can God be that? No, God can't be that. I'm telling God he can't be that. Please be careful what you tell God he can't do. Yeah, but let me show you some scripture. Let me show you something. I haven't said that's going to happen. I'm just saying, be careful when you tell God what he can and can't do. This is Job's biggest problem. I have God all figured out. Don't do that. This is why faith is so important in the spiritual warfare for you and for me. Father, I'm not going to tell you what you can and can't do, even in my own life, particularly in my own life. I trust you. You're God. All things are possible. You can have that which is man be God, that which is God be man. That's just boggling. That defies thinking. But you can do it. You did it in the person of your son. So, Jesus is the Messiah king, Matthew. He is the servant of God, Mark. Jesus is the son of God, Luke. Jesus, the son of man, Luke, and the son of God, in John. This is why people want to be careful when we flow through the gospel. Each gospel presents different things about Jesus Christ. And you know what I love? I love people who like to get down and study all the events of Christ, put them all down, and now let's all argue when this occurred and when that occurred and da-da-da-da-da-da. Don't get involved in that. And you know the people that do that? About 95% don't even know what the cleansing of the temple is about. But they want to argue where it is. Was it at the beginning? Was it at the end? Did he do it twice? Let's argue about it. What does it mean? Oh, we don't want to get into that. Let's talk about when it occurred. That showed, you know, there's authority and all this stuff. People, what did it really? What do you think happened 3 hours after Jesus left the temple? I'm building up for when we come to this, and hopefully next Sunday morning. What do you think 3 hours happened? Do you think they closed down the temple and quit sacrificing and selling? Wake up. As soon as you